It's that time of year again, wedding season. And if you're a wedding photographer, you're right in the thick of busy weekends, back and forth communication, and a big editing queue. It's really just a beautiful time, but it's exhausting and emotions are absolutely high, not only for you, but for your clients as well. And you may be experiencing those emotions a little bit differently as a photographer when your clients are the ones doing a lot of things and giving you a lot of pushback. So what do you do if things go wrong on a highly emotional wedding day? Wedding photographers, listen up, because today I'm going to share about that really, really indecisive client that you have on the day of the wedding, how to handle high emotions, all while avoiding major legal sticky situations. Wedding pros, you may also find this topic extremely interesting, especially as I frame the situation and give my legal perspective, because it really pertains to anyone that's dealing with clients in person, day of, on the big high emotional wedding day. So it's not just for photographers, but I'm going to be giving it from the perspective of a wedding photographer. Now, before I dive in further, I want to remind wedding photographers to make sure that just because you're in wedding season right now, that you are still legally legit as you move through it. Contracts are a living document that set the tone in your relationships with clients, and the legal page is a wealth of knowledge that is here to help you in your photography career. Our wedding photography contract is unlike any other out there on the market. And so if you want to ensure your business is 150% covered, if clients do not pay on time, want to reschedule, ask for additional hours of coverage day of, get freaked out with inclement weather, want a refund for unforeseen circumstances, or aren't happy with the poses or edits that they gave you, then this contract is for you. Many purchasers have called it the ultimate wedding photography contract, and it's the best-selling legal template in the TLP shop. To get it, just head over to thelegalpage.com/wedding contract, all lowercase. Again, that's thelegalpage.com/wedding contract. All right, let's get into this topic, my friends.
You're listening to the Legal Page podcast, where we chat about life and business with a legal twist. I'm Paige, attorney and photographer helping online businesses and creatives tackle their business dreams without breaking out in hives. No more legal mumbo jumbo. This podcast features simple, bite-sized advice that'll have you legally legit in no time. Are you ready? Let's get started. As a reminder, before we get into this episode, I am legally obligated to give my disclaimer. I am an attorney, but I am not your attorney. All legal information I talk about in this episode is intended for the masses and a large variety of different businesses. Please seek out another attorney in your city and home state if you need specific legal advice related to your unique business. Okay, let's get back to it.
Alrighty, as you know, it's wedding season right now, as I'm literally speaking this into your ear as you're listening to this episode. And without a doubt, you are going to run into an indecisive client at some point. Usually it's an indecisive bride, but it can be an indecisive groom. And I always try to use non-binary language here at the Legal Page because we have so many photographers that have gay couples, brides on brides, grooms on grooms, you name it. So for the remainder of this episode, I'm just going to refer to your client as a client, just to be all inclusive here. So let me frame the situation. A year ago, you had a client or clients, usually both clients, are signing your wedding photography contract, and you had them list out probably all of the family photography shots that they wanted for their big day, as well as any specific portrait shots that they wanted or specific shots of, say, getting ready or with their grandparent. Now, fast forward to the wedding day. You've got kids running everywhere. Family isn't anywhere to be found, probably at the bar. And the client that you've been working with one-on-one wants to get their family photos done as quickly as possible because they are running behind schedule. They want to get to their reception, yada, yada. You could also, if you're a photographer, put into this situation a wedding party. And usually when you're taking wedding party shots, there's just like so many things going on, right? There's lots of people in the wedding party that are probably intoxicated or just like fun and living life to the fullest and are just kind of rambunctious. And so sometimes it's hard to like wrangle those wedding parties and get them together and keep the momentum going from the wedding day so that you don't fall too far behind in your photography and day of schedule. All right, so say you're in one of these situations. You're taking wedding party photos or you're taking family photos. Usually family photos happen after the ceremony. Sometimes they can happen before, like if you were trying to get some family shots knocked out and say the spouses had seen each other prior to the ceremony, this is usually when that occurs. If they do kind of a first look type of situation, then oftentimes they're trying to knock out those like must have photographs with their family before the ceremony so they can get to their reception even quicker. Regardless of what scenario that you're in, you're shooting the wedding party and you're having people run around like crazy and you're just trying to wrangle everyone together, or you're in the midst of taking family photos and you take that list out that your clients gave you. But some of the people are not anywhere to be found or where they're supposed to be. And then the client that you've been working with, who worked hard to get you this list of photos that they really want, just says, "Hey, can you just skip these shots? It's just really not a big deal. And I just want to get to my reception, or I just want to chill out prior to me walking, you know, down the aisle," what have you. So you try to say, because you've had experience before, "I need to shoot everything on the list because you gave this to me and that is my job. And I don't want you to be disappointed later on." But your client, you know, you're trying to say that in the nicest way possible, but your client is probably just the high emotions, right? They are in the thick of it on their wedding day and they are there to really just experience the moment in the moment. And they don't understand the repercussions of not getting these photos. So they're just hurrying you along and insisting that you just move on. Now, I feel like you know where I'm going with this. Fast forward to gallery delivery day and you show your client the gallery. And then they immediately send you a message back, email probably, or even text message, because they wish they would have had that one cousin in the shot that they originally asked for on the list. Or they really, really wanted that photo of their parents, even though they're divorced, and they put it on that list, the family photography list, for a reason, but their parents were just kind of at odds day of the wedding, and they just didn't want to rock the boat any further, so they decided to just move forward, and now they're regretting that decision. And then your client is demanding some sort of a refund now, because they are claiming that you did not deliver what was in the posing list. So what do you do? What do you do in this situation? Now, I just gave you one scenario here of something that I have seen happen not only in my background as a wedding photographer, I've literally had this exact thing occur. And I had a client who was so mad at me, but for no reason, because it was their fault day of. And I tried to encourage them to just keep their chill and like make this family photo happen. And they were just like, "No, I want to move on and get to my reception." But this type of thing can happen with anything. If you are trying to, you know, like really just let them live in the moment getting ready, but your client is insisting like they just need to move forward and the wedding party needs to get their crap together and we need to move on and I want these photos in the field and now I want these photos in front of like my wedding arch and all of these different scenarios, and you're missing some of these critical shots that you know later on you could be blamed for or taken at fault for, when in fact, day of, high emotions are running and they are the ones making that decision, but they are sometimes kind of later going to try to gaslight you in some respect. So first things first, I want you to make sure your contract is solid and protects you. So you have to have a clause in your contract that states that you will use every reasonable effort to take the requested pictures, the list that your client is giving you prior to the wedding day. Usually, if you're a wedding photographer, this is in your workflow. You're asking them a month in advance, 2 weeks in advance, 1 week in advance, and you're confirming and reconfirming and third time confirming that this is indeed the list that they want and the list you're going to abide by and stick by. But your clause in your contract needs to say that no pose or photograph is guaranteed or promised due to the unique nature of a wedding. And this clause needs to be in your back pocket and something that your clients sign off on at the beginning of your relationship with them for you to be able to pull out and kind of hang your hat on in situations like this. So why is this an important clause? It makes it clear that you are not responsible or liable for any pictures that may have been missed when you're shooting a wedding. And the legal page has this clause in our full comprehensive wedding photography contract. You can also, though, if you have an existing wedding photography contract, we have this clause a la carte. So you can buy it a la carte and then copy and paste it into your existing contract. So step number one, make sure that you have a poses and selection of delivered images clause in your contract. The next thing I want you to have is an inclement weather clause. Now, an inclement weather clause is there to protect you and your gear, yes, but it's also there to do the exact same thing that this poses and selection of delivered images clause does that I just previously mentioned. An inclement weather clause relieves you of any harm or liability involved in your client making a rash decision day of when high emotions are happening that they no longer say want their photos outdoors, even though they were banking on having those outdoor wedding party photos or those outdoor portrait photos of them and their new spouse. But now it's just like almost impossible to do that. It's thunder and lightning. Maybe there's hail outside. They don't want to get, you know, their wedding garments all messed up prior to the ceremony, what have you. That is where an inclement weather clause comes into play. And your client has to make that decision and determination. And then you are released of any mishaps or misunderstandings that could happen later on when you deliver the images to your clients. Again, this is called an inclement weather clause. So this clause and the poses and selection of delivered images clause is really important. Hey there, listener. If you've been tuning in and thinking to yourself, man, I've been in this situation before, but I don't have a clause or a whole contract that protects me from that type of indecisive client, then you absolutely, my friend, need to check out the wedding photography template contract in the Legal Page shop. Did you know that in this template contract, which just happens to be a bestseller, that there is a clause included to help protect you from that indecisive client day of? And the one who tells you just skip that shot and move on, it's called the poses and selection of delivered images clause. And that is available for you right now. Head over to the shop and purchase this template contract today. Just go to thelegalpaige.com/wedding contract, all lowercase. Again, that's thelegalpaige.com/wedding contract. And then the final clause related to this topic that I want to ensure is in your wedding photography contract is called an artistic style clause. What I have seen recently over the past couple of years is clients are really starting to become very smart when it comes to contract negotiation and utilizing their contract that they signed with you. But they think they have a lot of like negotiation and wiggle room after signing the contract, which isn't the case. Once you sign the contract and agree to your terms and conditions and business policies as the photographer, they can't just like unilaterally change those policies once they agree to them. Take this situation, for example. So they book you, you are having your initial client inquiry calls, you guys are talking, they love your style, you have this warm, deep, rich style, it's kind of documentary, and they are loving it. They want you to photograph their wedding, and they just feel like you're going to capture the essence of who they are as a couple. Fast forward to when you deliver the gallery. You send a very, very similar style, but they booked you 2 years ago. And now you've really honed in on your craft and honed in on your style. And it maybe is just a little bit darker, or maybe it's even a little bit moodier, but it's basically and generally the exact same editing style. And then you have a client that comes back and says, you showed me this exact gallery and you are not giving me that exact gallery in your like semi, very, very minimally changed editing style. An artistic style clause states that your style of photography and editing is ever evolving and that your clients are booking you based on the general tones and editing style that they agreed to upon booking, that are in your portfolio, that's on your website, that's on your social media, and that they understand, especially when you're booking so far in advance, that that exact style isn't guaranteed. And if something were to change drastically, that you would absolutely inform them. But because this is just so minimal, like maybe you just wanted a little bit more contrast, a little bit more moody photography, but the overall tone and like documentary style of your photos has not changed at all. An artistic style clause informs your clients of this from the beginning of when they book you so that they can't come back later and say, this has changed ever so slightly and now I want all my money back, or you need to refund me, or God forbid, you need to re-edit these 1,200 photos that you just sent to me. Again, these are the clauses I want you to have in any of these like disgruntled client situations. And now they are completely changing their mind based upon what they had said previously and what you had agreed upon previously between you as the photographer and them as the client. An artistic style clause, an inclement weather clause, and a poses and selection of delivered images clause. So going back to the scenario that I explained at the beginning, my little hypothetical, I would recommend that you email your client and always, 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 like I said, document things, get things in writing. If you've listened to this podcast at all, I am all about documentation and getting yourself evidence and proof that things did occur. Don't just contact them over the phone. Maybe you need to also do that. So that they can hear your tone of voice, hear your, you know, empathy towards their situation, but explain your perspective on things so they can really understand where you're coming from. But always, always then send a follow-up email for that documentation purpose. And gently remind your client that they requested those specific shots to be skipped, or they're the ones that agreed to not do the portraits outside in the pouring rain, or they're the ones that have been following you and DMing you and, you know, seeing your ever-evolving style on Instagram. And now they can't just go and say they don't like your style anymore, since it's clear they've been liking your photos for the past couple of years. And then remind your client of the clause that is applicable to the situation. Here, it would be the poses and selection of delivered images clause, that they agreed to that and that you can't guarantee things due to the unique nature of a wedding and high emotions, and you can't guarantee family members are going to be where they need to be at all times, and that they were the ones that said move on to you specifically. And then remind your client that payments are final and no refunds are available. You have performed all the services to the best of your ability under your contract. You've also delivered all of the images to them. Basically, you're done with your services at this point. And now you're kind of communicating back and forth with them for free, complimentary, to try to resolve this issue. But what you could do is offer your client something a little additional. Maybe you could give them a free portrait session shoot, if you want to go that route. Like if it's such an egregious thing that happened and they're incredibly unhappy, I would say that's like last resort. So let's go to first step here, first resort. I would say no, like no refund, see how that goes. Try to like calm the client down via email or through a phone call or through a Zoom or FaceTime situation. If that doesn't work, then I would say give them a little bit more. Don't agree to any type of refund, whether that's partial or full, but you could give them something tangible, like an album at a discounted rate. Maybe that would appease them and kind of ease their, you know, stress on this situation. Or potentially you could offer to do a family session in a year. So that all of, when all of their family is together, you're making sure that you're getting those shots. There's no bars involved, no open, you know, open bars. There's no liquor. There's no people like getting flasks out of their pocket at the wedding. There's no kids running around at the reception. You're literally just doing a family session in one location and everyone is there to take the photos. That would probably be a good way to try to mitigate this situation. Or you could kind of do the big kahuna, which is like an after wedding shoot with your clients at a discount. Usually this is some type of portrait session whereby you are going somewhere, maybe a little bit more adventurous or with like stunning backgrounds that they wouldn't be able to get to on their wedding day. And now you're offering it at a discount or offering it complimentary to them to try and, of course, remedy the situation as a whole. All in all, this is a good way to get the photos that they wanted at the wedding, if possible. Sometimes it's not possible to get all the family together. But if this just has to do with a portrait type of photo that they're worried about or photos, a compilation of photos that they're worried about, this is an easy way to kind of remedy that situation as best as possible. And you would have enough time for all of the photos that were skipped or that weren't able to really be captured on the wedding day because, you know, the timeline was so stressed. Also make sure here though that you have your client sign a new contract and either pay in full or at a discounted rate for this type of shoot before conducting services. Because what I see often when this occurs is your clients are going to take and take and take. And if they see you giving complimentary thing after complimentary thing, I can promise you they're going to come back again for more complimentary things like additional edits, or you're going to take the gallery offline, say a year later, and then 3 years later, they're going to come back and ask you to put it back on and they're not going to want to pay an unarchiving fee. There's a lot of things that clients are always going to try to push your buttons on. So you always just want to try and keep them in line. And again, here, since this would be, if you do offer kind of an after wedding shoot to try to remedy the situation, always have them sign a new contract because these are new services that you're performing and probably an entirely new gallery that you're editing and sending to them. Now, if your client continues to insist on a refund, this is where you pull out your handy dandy contract and clause. So email the client to remind them about what was agreed to in the contract. And when you do this, most of the time, your clients will really let it go and move on because they know they signed and agreed to your terms and conditions. But you always want to handle these type of disgruntled client situations with kindness, knowing that you want to get those good reviews and you want to retain those relationships and hopefully get some good word of mouth recommendations, referrals, or reviews from your clients. All of that being said, I want to recap and share with you what the biggest takeaway for this episode should be. And that's that you should have a conversation with your client knowing that you are protected if it escalates. I don't ever want you to go into that situation feeling unprepared, unprotected, and unsure of yourself. If you are thinking, wow, I'm not legally protected to head into a conversation like this, I want you to get legally protected today. And like I said, you can get that artistic style clause, the inclement weather clause, and a poses and selection of delivered images clause a la carte. If you already have an existing contract that you've been using for years, just copy and paste those clauses into your contract for your future clients that you book. Now, the Legal Page Shop is also filled with tons of other resources and contract templates and more to help you. Remember, I was in your shoes once as a photographer, and I always kept that top of mind as I built out all of our wedding photography contracts. And so purchasing these types of template contracts from the Legal Page Shop is something I promise you won't regret. We have your back. We've been in the trenches with you. We are experts in this field. And the good news is all of our products include all updates that I make in the future. So anytime my legal team and I touch our full-length contracts, our clauses, our legal documents such as a second shooter contract or a third-party payer addendum, you are automatically going to be sent the updated contract for free. Which, FYI, our wedding photography contract gets updated so frequently because we know circumstances in the wedding world are constantly changing, let alone the photography world as a whole. So you can be sure when you purchase our full-length wedding photography contract at thelegalpage.com that you are going to be protected now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, and 5 to 10 years from now. Thanks again so much for listening to this episode. If you have any additional questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or in the Legal Page community on Facebook. Thanks, and I'll chat with you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Legal Page podcast. I am beyond grateful for you, which is why I want to give you a coffee or your favorite bevy on me. If you leave a 5-star rating and review for the Legal Page podcast on iTunes, screenshot the review and send it to me on Instagram at The Legal Page. That's The Legal PAIGE. I will send you a Starbucks gift card from me. Just make sure to include your email in the DM. So again, send a screenshot of the review to me on Instagram at The Legal Page, include your email address, and I will send you some Starbucks. Because what better gift than caffeine for every business owner? Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Legal Page podcast. See, I told you being legally legit isn't so scary. Be sure to visit thelegalpage.com for all show notes. And it would be super awesome if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review. Last but not least, don't forget to join my free Facebook group for unlimited legal and biz Q&A. Chat soon, Legal Pagers.